Welcome back to day number 6 in Orcha Sadikim. We're continuing on page 31. And now the author says, L'chein, yesh lehodiyah l'kol, we have to inform everybody. Ki kol yesh harotza lehovi nafshu l'idei midas tovos, to anybody who wants to attain a perfection of their positive traits, tzorech l'orev yira shamayim im kol mido mido. He must instill yira shamayim. He has to infuse every single trait with Yiras Shamayim, with fear of heaven. Ki Yiras Shamayim hi hakesher shehu machzik kol amidos. Because Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven, is the glue that holds it all together. V'doma l'chut shehichnisu toch chorei hamargolios v'kosher kesher b'tachtiso lahachzik kol hamargolios. It's like the clasp of a pearl necklace. The pearls are all beautiful, but if you don't have that clasp that holds all of them together with the string, it's not going to hold them all together. Ein sofek ki behinosek hakesher yiplu kol hamargolios. If you release that clasp, all the precious gems, they're all going to disappear. They're going to fall on the floor and not be a beautiful piece of jewelry. Kachayira, so too is fear of heaven. It holds it all together. It holds all of our traits together. He mechazekes kol amidos. It strengthens all of our traits. Ve'im tatir mimcha kesher hayira. And if we release that band of fear of heaven, yibadlu mimcha kol amidos atovos. All of the positive traits are going to disappear from you. V'kishe'ein biyodcha midos tovos. And when you don't have the positive traits, ein biyodcha Torah, then you don't have any Torah, any umitzvos, and you don't have mitzvos, you don't have the study of Torah properly, and you don't have the observance of mitzvos properly. Ki kol ha-Torah tluim b'tikun amidos. Because all of our acquiring of Torah is dependent on our perfection of our traits. Kol hamidos, tovos varos, all of our traits, positive and negative traits. Hachacham yochol lasos haraos letovos. The wise person can flip the negative traits into positive traits. Ve'aksil, and the silly person, yasamidos tovos laros, can flip the positive traits into negative traits. Mi shaholech bechoshech, someone who goes in the darkness, ve'enem izbonem etikun amidos, meaning darkness of life, not darkness in that it's evening, but rather doesn't understand that he needs to perfect his traits. Efshe shetia bo mido achas hame'abedes kol zchuyosav. He can have one negative trait that ruins all of his positive traits. One trait takes him down. Kigon, for example, hamisgo is someone who is arrogant. Bimasov, he's arrogant about his accomplishments. He's arrogant about his talents and his skills. Umispoir, umiyape atzmo, and he takes pride in his accomplishments, not realizing that everything with the proper Yiras Shamayim, with the proper fear of heaven, that everything comes from Hashem. V'kol kavanosel hisgadol hishtor al bnei adam. His whole purpose, I am so great, I am so talented, I can be elevated above other people. Not so that I should realize I have a responsibility from heaven where the Almighty has tasked me to accomplish certain greatness. Umisaper tamit bignus shel chavero umiskabit biklono. And not only that, he always talks down about others and he feels elevated by knocking others down. It's like someone who fills up his big vat, this big vessel of fine, fine, expensive wine. And he has on the bottom a little hole on the bottom of the barrel. Although it's a very, very small hole on the bottom of the barrel, but all of his fine wine is going to get wasted and lost from that little hole. Im lo yistom osa hanekev, if he does not close that little, he doesn't plug that little hole, he's going to lose all of his valuable wine. Kacha misgoyazeh, this arrogant person doesn't realize that although it's a very small hole, he has on such a great, valuable character. All of his wonderful traits are so magnificent. But that little hole at the bottom of his vessel is going to allow for all of the positive to get wasted. Af al pi shuhu mali Torah, even though this vessel, this person is filled with Torah, ya'abid akol, he will lose everything, al yidea mida ra zos, this negative trait will cause him to lose all of his virtues, all of his qualities. Im lo yachish meher l'takno, if he's not cautious and not careful to correct it. There are very few, sadly, in this world who know this truth. There are those who aren't wise enough to understand. Some are not wise enough to recognize, but just as one whose legs are amputated cannot climb a ladder, he can't climb a ladder. Someone who doesn't have proper wisdom will never be able to climb the ladder of perfection of traits. There are those who are wise and they have great wisdom and they have great intellect and understanding. But sadly, he gets drowned in the desires and temptations and the urges of this world. Instead of putting his brilliance to accomplishing greatness in his personal character, he puts his brilliance into accomplishing and attaining physical, materialistic pleasures and desires. And he just goes after his negative temptations and negative desires, his negative inclinations, and falls to it completely. And he just keeps on running after his desires and his urges, just like he did when he was a child. He got into the habit of running after his impulse from childhood, and now he just continues doing it. And it's very hard for him to suddenly stop. You know, suddenly his neighbors are going to say, oh, you became all righteous, you became religious, you became, oh, now you started becoming a God-fearing person. Come on, we remember what you did from your childhood. We remember what you were about back then. Now suddenly you think you're holier than us. And this can cause a person to not focus properly on what's really important. There are others who understand the right way. They even want to attain the proper path. But he left out being involved with the righteous, with the wise, and didn't get their guidance. And instead, he goes in darkness. He goes on his own and doesn't understand that there's a path, there's a method to attaining our greatness and reaching our closeness with the Almighty through our perfection of traits. V'domo l'mi sheyesh lo matmon beveso ve'enu yodea hamatmon v'mocher habayis la'acher. It's like someone who has a treasure, a gem, a very precious gem in their home, but they don't even realize that they have this gem. So they sell the house without taking that gem, that precious gem that could have been worth more than all of the house itself. We are such incredible creations of Hashem. We represent the Almighty in this world. We have unbelievable power, unbelievable abilities. We can do it. We can really be great representatives of the Almighty in this world. We have to understand our greatness. We have to understand our capabilities and not sell ourselves short. Our greatness is compared to the greatest gems on earth. We shouldn't just sell ourselves to the quickest impulse, to the quickest materialistic desire and urge that comes our way. We should understand that we have greatness within us and nurture that greatness. Invest in our fear of heaven. Invest in having a proper master, a teacher, a Rebbe that can guide us in the right path. And God willing, with that, we'll be able to attain our greatness. Thank you so much for joining us.